This is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we are going to talk about how to change your life. All right, this is a deep, deep, deep passion of mine. That's why I founded Actualize.org, is to help people change their lives, because that's a position that I was in really 5 years ago. So I was really struggling and trying to figure out, how do I change my life and set it up and design it in such a way that I'm always happy, I'm not dealing with all this fear and anxiety, all these negative emotions, and then I'm out there and I'm financially secure and I have everything that I want in my life and I'm just living an awesome, exciting kind of life. How do I get that? How do I go from this mediocre life that I've got now to this supercharged life that I know I could have, that I see other people having, and I know I'm capable of getting into that kind of life? And then the question for me was, well, I don't really know the techniques. I don't have any friends that have done that. Is it even possible? So that was always on my mind. And now, after I made this journey of studying literally over $100,000 of personal development material and making all these radical changes in my life, from starting a business, becoming financially independent, moving all across the country, improving my dating life dramatically, improving my fitness dramatically, losing a lot of weight, keeping it off, improving my mindsets, getting myself thinking more positively, just like all these changes that I've made, it's just like it's shown to me that it's possible. And that literally right now, we live in an information era where there are information products that will help you change your life in any way that you want. And they're not overhyped. Actually, all these changes are real and they're actually possible. The only question is, are you going to work it? Are you going to work the program? Are you going to go out there and take the initiative and actually decide that you want to do this? Are you actually going to shell out some money to maybe buy the programs that you need, the books, whatever, get the help that you need, and actually go out there and capitalize on these opportunities? And I think what's most amazing is that people don't realize that this is out there for them. Literally right now, you can create and become whoever you want. That doesn't mean you can fly to the moon, but it does mean that whatever career you want to master, you can do. You can do that. Whatever kind of relationship you want, you can get that. Whatever kind of family life you want, you can get that. Whatever changes you want to make to your beliefs and to any past trauma that is holding you back, you can make all those changes. However good you want to make yourself feel, proud, optimistic, excited, you can do that. However much travel you want to do, you can do that. However much money you want to make, you can do that. So all this is available to you, and the tools are actually available to you, but you do have to go out there and look, and you have to follow certain principles to do this successfully. And these are the principles of success, which are also the principles of change, because success in a lot of ways is how to make great changes and make sustainable changes. Because what happens is that most of us are not lucky enough to be born successful and to be in the kind of situation that we want to be in for their whole life. We usually start off kind of struggling. We don't really know where we're going. We grow up in a negative environment with limiting beliefs and friends and family that are not very supportive. And so what happens is that we feel stuck and we feel like there could be something better. And we don't know that there are certain principles that could be followed. And so changes are necessary. And by this process of making changes, you create this exciting life. So how do you actually do this? Well, to do this, what I found, I'm going to give you some practical ways. This is a very deep topic, which I'm going to cover in other videos on my site. But to create change, number one, you got to find out what it is that you want. You have to be very clear about what you want. If you don't know what you want, you will not get it. You will weave around life like this, back and forth, and you're going to be running around life like a chicken with its head cut off. So you got to get very clear about what it is that you want. You got to articulate it. Be very specific about what your goals are. Why do you want it? Create a vision for yourself. Once you've got that down, the rest really is just a matter of time and a little bit of hard work. So you have to be very clear about who you are, what you want, what your purpose in life is, what your vision is. That's understanding yourself. Then you want to set some goals. Set some bold goals for yourself. Because if who you want to be and who you are and what your values are is not aligned with what your life is like right now, then that means you need some change to get you there. And to do that, you need some goals. So what are your goals? What are specific things that you want to accomplish in the next year, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? Sit down, make a list, and then think about it, and then visualize it, and ask yourself, is this really what I want? Or maybe I would rather prefer this, or maybe that. And through this process of introspection and journaling, create a very nice, specific list of goals. That's also very important. And then, of course, you're going to have to go out there and take action on these goals. There's no way to avoid that. You can have all the mindsets and all the knowledge that you want, but you're going to have to, in the end, go out and do some hard work and apply some elbow grease to the problem and actually get these things happening. And that's going to be an unavoidable aspect of getting any kind of change in your life. But one point that I really want to stress in this whole process is that the really important part actually is the psychology. It's the inner game that you have with regards to change. Because most people try to make change in their life, but they're not able to sustain it, and they fall back to the place that they started at. And the reason that happens is because they don't understand that they need to change their inner game before they really get sustainable change in the external world. The inner game are your beliefs, your mindsets, your ways of thinking, your emotional control over yourself, right? Your discipline level, any kind of mental techniques that you do, like visualizations and affirmations. That's what I talk about. That's what I mean when I talk about inner game. So you need to have those things dialed in before you can get a change like losing a lot of weight and keeping it off, or earning $1 million and keeping $1 million, or finding a good relationship and maintaining that relationship. Notice that when you're asking about making a change, nobody cares about making a one-time change and then plopping back down the next day. Nobody wants to have $1 million for a day and then lose it. Nobody wants to drop 50 pounds for a week and then lose it. Nobody wants that, right? You want to make a sustainable change. Yet, very few of us think about change in a sustainable way. Very few of us use strategies that are sustainable. This is very true with diets. It's very true with pursuing money. Very true with relationships. So what you got to do is you got to ultimately bite the bullet on this one and buy into the concept of self-mastery. The fact that your success and your ability to change comes ultimately from your mastery of your own emotions and your own psychology. And that means studying what that is like. That means understanding yourself on a deep level about, you know, what are the things that do create change? What are the things that don't create change? How do you self-sabotage? How do you think in negative ways that keep you from getting to the place that you want to get to? How are old beliefs limiting you and holding you back? How is old conditioning and training from childhood perhaps holding you back? You have to fix that stuff to get sustainable changes, right? And you have to know some techniques too, like how do you set proper goals? How do you create a vision? How do you create a personal mission statement? What are your values? These are all important to understand, because if you don't understand these are like the fundamentals of success, then you're not going to be able to have success in any area of your life. And when I say no success, that means no real positive lasting change. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up there. But because this is really what actualize.org is about, this is the core of it. First of all, I'm going to send you to check out my blueprint, which is my personal development blueprint, which covers 100 of the greatest personal development concepts of all time. We cover all these concepts that I talk about and dozens more. So these are the most important things that you need to know to be able to create change and success in your life. Everything from understanding how to find your life purpose, identifying your values, how to get all the inner game into place to make you extraordinarily successful. We're going to put you like in the top 1% of everybody who doesn't know this stuff. Most people just are not taught how this stuff works. So check that out right now. It's free. It's found at actualize.org/blueprint. And then, of course, I want to hear your comments, so please drop me some comments here, like this, share this, and subscribe to my newsletter, also on actualize.org, because there you're going to get more advice, video advice, articles like this that I publish every week for free, which will help you create the kind of change that you want in your life.